Hey everyone, welcome back to the Literacy-Based Speech Therapy Podcast. My name's Ashley.
And my name's Kaylin, and we are both licensed speech-language pathologists. If you have a love of picture books and want fresh ideas for using them in your therapy sessions, then you're in the right place. On today's podcast, we are going to give you our best books for targeting vocabulary. Go back and listen to episode 41, our How to Target Vocabulary in Your Sessions, to learn more about how we do this and why we do this. Vocabulary is the best single indicator of intellectual ability and an accurate predictor of success at school. It's that important. So study after study has shown that vocabulary is the number one factor when it comes to comprehension.
Yeah. And in that episode, episode 41, you know, there's no perfect standardized list or grade level age specific vocabulary words. So stop trying to find those out there. If we have students with vocabulary goals, the best bang for your buck is to always provide high quality, rich text for our students.
There are a lot of book choices, and we want to give you guys some go-to options you can just pull off the shelf, knowing that they have exceptional tier two vocabulary along with other valuable language concepts. But don't grab a book and just focus on vocabulary. Make sure they really understand the plot first.
Right. Make sure you've read through it.
Yes. Don't forget, on our website, we have a free book search where we list out tier two vocabulary words for all the books. So make sure to utilize that resource. And then also our book companions and narrative notes with the one-page cheat sheet on TBT also list out all the vocabulary words for each book, and we will link to all of those resources in our show notes on this listening app.
So let's get into, we have just a good list of books for you guys. We're going to tell you either the, you know, the name of the book or just a collection of authors that we think a lot of their books have really good vocabulary words. And we're going to kind of tell you the age recommendation that we think they're best for. So we're going to start off with the Karma Wilson Bear books. We've mentioned this on many episodes. The most recent Bear book is called Bear Finds Eggs. We did this in a previous episode. We love this for early childhood. We love her books for elementary age, depending on what goals you're using it for. So like in Bear Finds Eggs, the vocabulary words that we loved: trail, lumbers, nooks, spy, nest, hatch, search, stump, and quest. Another book we love for early childhood is We're Going on a Bear Hunt. We're all familiar with that one, but there's some really good words in this book. So the vocabulary words that we like for this early childhood book: wavy, oozy, forest, stumble, snowstorm, and cave. Another early childhood book by Felicia Bond is called Tumble Bumble. This is a personal favorite. I used to read this to my boys when they were little. The words glee, strolled, grinned, introduced, avail, and startled. And then another book is Dear Zoo by Rod Campbell. This is another early childhood book. There's some great words in this book: fragile, danger, fierce, grumpy, and naughty.
Yeah, I love that it adds more than just animal vocabulary. We need more than just the animal vocabulary.
Yeah, we do. And then the Little Blue Truck series, there are some specific ones. So there's about 9 books in this series, I think. But the specific ones for vocabulary, if you have students that love Little Blue Truck and they have vocabulary goals, try to look for Little Blue Truck Leads the Way, Little Blue Truck Makes a Friend, and then the Valentine's Day one and the Springtime one specifically. Those are the ones from the series that have vocabulary.
And we mentioned the vocabulary words on our Little Blue Truck episode if you missed that.
Miss Wishy Washy's Farm. It's a fun early childhood elementary book. Some great words in it: scrub, suds, achy, city, anxious, animal jail, huddle, bliss, and moans. And another early childhood lower elementary book that I love is called The Nest That Robin Built. I actually shared this one on my Instagram. By Denise Fleming, a favorite author of mine, you get the words trim, twig, anchor, weeds, brittle, tufted, and rumpled.
So Another author, Leo Leone, usually has really good vocabulary words in his books. And the ones that we're going to mention can be used in early childhood, elementary, and sometimes even upper elementary. It's Mine has quarrelsome, bickering, rumble, clung, disappear, and then also inch by inch. You could address twig, useful, emerald, measure, and then also some more foreign birds like flamingo, toucan, heron. Another author that has great vocabulary is Kate Messner. She does the Over and Under series, and we definitely recommend this for early childhood, upper elementary, and even middle school because her illustrations are a little bit more mature. There are great tier three words as well in these books. So just one that we're going to mention is Over and Under the Pond. You could target reeds, reflecting, skim, drift, shelter, dart. Another author is Katie Hudson Books. She is more geared towards the early childhood elementary age. Too Many Carrots has trespassing, collection, burrowed, perhaps, hauled, offered, replied, groaned. Chris Van Dusen, so if you are familiar with him, Mr. McGee Books, that's the series that Chris Van Dusen writes. So Down to the Sea, you could target decision, dock, deck, minnows, krill, stranded, dismay. Another book, which Ashley also did mention on Instagram, is Neck by Neck by Elise Paisley. You could use this with early childhood and upper elementary. So some words are confrontation, self-esteem, snarky, glorious, gleaming. And then the Pig the Pug series by Erin Blaby. We would use this more for early childhood, elementary, and maybe even sometimes with upper elementary. Some of the words are quite advanced to make the rhyme. So Pig the Winner, you could target quivering, sulk, stamp, glee, shyly, kibble, awash, whoppers, ceased.
Some great books. And then a couple of books maybe geared more for elementary, upper elementary, and middle school would be Owl Moon. We've mentioned this book many times. We love this book. Some vocabulary that you could pull for this book would be woolen, crisp, shrugged, clearing, threading, meadow. The William Steig books, Steig. He has Dr. DeSoto, which you guys know we love. We've have a whole episode on this book. You can use this with elementary, your upper elementary, your middle school students. The words that we've pulled from this book are assistant, delicate, dainty, timid, admit, wailed, bitterly, and despite. Another book by William Steig is Brave Irene. We love this book. Upper elementary, middle school would be the target audience for this. The words splendid, pasture, resented, sifted, errand, yield, wrenched, and trudge are all vocabulary words that you can use from Brave Irene. And then another Chris Van Dusen book, it's not part of the Mr. McGee series, but it's called The Circus Ship. It's a little bit longer, so I'm definitely using this with upper elementary and even middle school. The word coast, overdue, streaming, sincere, demanding, helm, ledge, and staggered. And then we also want you guys to remember to pull biography books. So there's always great biography books, especially if you have, you know, those upper elementary, middle school age students. Definitely pull some biography books for that age group.
Don't forget to utilize our free website book search or our TPT book companions where we list all the vocabulary words for you in every book. Those are all linked on the podcast app you are listening on.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. We know you're a busy SLP, so thanks for spending some of your time with us today.
Click the description for this episode on your listening app or go to sweetsouthernspeech.com to access the show notes. We will include any links mentioned.
And to continue the conversation, come hang out with us on Instagram at literacy-based speech therapy, where we share lots of books to use in your therapy sessions.
We would love to hear your thoughts on what you heard today. Please leave us a review on your listening app. We'll catch you in the next episode.